Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrecken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrecken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Here to recap Monday's news and notes from the diamond and get you ready for the week ahead as the fantasy baseball and regular season about a couple of days away, folks. Thursday, we'll be rocking and rolling a full day of action here. So let's get you caught up on the news and notes from the day. And there is some good and some really bad news today. We'll start with some of the good here. Jared Jones of the Pittsburgh Pirates, a very popular name this spring in the fantasy community, has made the Pittsburgh Pirates opening day roster. They have not strictly said he's in the rotation, but if you look at the rotation, you'd imagine Jared Jones will make the rotation after throwing 16 and a third shutout, perfect zero earned run innings, 15 strikeouts over that stretch. So some really great stuff from Jared Jones this spring. And last year between two minor league stops, he threw 126 and a third innings. So if all things go well, you might get 150 innings or so out of Mr. Jones this year in Pittsburgh, and that can go a long ways for those that took a chance on him in drafts or the first week in Fab. Some more Pittsburgh Pirate news. Yasmani Grandal has been dealing with plantar fasciitis for a couple weeks, and now we'll start the season on the IL. Grandal, not so much fantasy relevant, but the fact he was going to actually catch more games than we would like for the Pirates will now start on the IL, which will get Henry Davis likely behind the plate a lot quicker and get that catcher eligibility so many people were excited for. So kudos to you that took Henry Davis with the implications of using him at catcher sooner than later. Ester Ruiz of the Oakland Athletics, it was said he is likely to platoon to start out the season, kind of what he did to finish 2023, so he shouldn't be all that surprised. Ruiz has never really been a factor for me in fantasy drafts, as I'm not a guy that likes to draft rabbits. He is the definition of a rabbit. You hope for a 250 average and those 60 steals. Other than that, not a whole lot else comes from Ruiz. And now if he's a part-time player, things get even worse for Ruiz's fantasy value. DJ LeMahieu, just another definition and example of Yankees injury reporting being optimistic when it really should be pessimistic. As for a while here, I've been reporting on DJ almost every day. Things are looking quote-unquote good. He's close, this, that, and the other. Well, DJ LeMahieu is going to start the season on the IL. He's supposed to have another MRI later this week to see how the bruise in the foot is healing up and hopefully start his rehab stint after that. The goal is not to be out too long, but the way the Yankees are reporting, I don't know when to expect DJ LeMahieu back. That's the bad part to this. Hoping it's not too bad because he's supposed to lead off. He's first base, third base eligible. He's supposed to play third base for the Yanks. Liked that a lot late in drafts. With LeMahieu starting on the IL, as Waldo Cabrera is going to be the primary third baseman for the Yankees. Not a ton of fantasy value there right now. Maybe he starts showing something. You stream him for a bit. We'll see. He's also the backup shortstop for the Yankees right now. Again, Volpe's there. Not too much to worry about in that regard. The other, I guess, beneficiary of DJ LeMahieu starting on the IL is Gleyber Torres, who appears to be the leadoff hitter now for the Yankees. That since like the last four or five games for the Yankees, Gleyber has led off. Most of those were versus left-handed pitching, so maybe Alex Verdugo finds his way to the top of the order. But there was one or two righties in there that Gleyber Torres still led off against. So it appears Gleyber Torres is the Yankees' leadoff hitter for the time being. Jordan Romano, Eric Swanson. We've been watching this saga unfold. It was like guaranteed to be on the IL. Oh, optimism. Things are coming better. Well, on Monday, the Yankees basically said Romano and Swanson will start the season on the IL. They are playing catch. They're expected to start throwing bullpens next week. Swanson appears to be slightly ahead of Romano in the rehab pecking order, one would say. We shall see. We all thought it'd be Jimmy Garcia as the primary saves guy, but on Monday, they basically said it's a full open deal between Pearson and company. Anybody can get saves there, so good luck trying to figure that one out. Pearson always seemed to be like he had the arm to be a closer because he hasn't been able to figure out the starting role. We'll have to wait and see what the Jays do in this situation. More Jays news. Joey Votto, when he rolled his ankle, was expected to be day-to-day and only miss a day or two. Well, Joey Votto is yet to participate in baseball activities, so he's going to stay back in extended spring training with hopes of healing up and making the Jays roster. Remember, he signed a minor league contract. So he can stay in extended spring training. He can stay in the minors for all they care. He'll have, as a veteran, he'll have an ability to opt out of his deal if that's the case. But for now, Joey Votto will not be starting the regular season with the Toronto Blue Jays. A nasty one in St. Louis. Dylan Carlson and Jordan Walker collided in the outfield, diving for a ball in right center field on Monday. Walker taking out Carlson's legs. Carlson landed awkwardly on his left shoulder, and he left the game walking very gingerly. He has a left shoulder injury. More testing to be done on Tuesday, but things did not look great at the moment. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. This might open the door for Victor Scott, everybody. Yesterday, I reported that Victor Scott was going to start the season in AAA. Well, this might be the opening Victor Scott was looking for. Again, more of a kind of batting average guy with a ton of steals, so a little better than an Estuary Ruiz, but people are doing a lot of comps to Estuary Ruiz in the same vein because there's not a lot else to like with Victor Scott. Better teams, he might score some more runs hitting at the bottom of the order, but that's what you should probably expect from Victor Scott. Justin Verlander of the Houston Astros is scheduled to throw a two-inning bullpen on Tuesday. If all goes well, he will start his minor league rehab assignment. We reported before, Verlander will need a whole spring training ramp up. So if all goes well and he starts a minor league rehab assignment, he's probably coming, you know, third week in April at the earliest. I'm still thinking probably early May. Take it slow with the veteran. We'll see. But you're going to miss about close to a month of the season, I would imagine, before Verlander's back in action for the Houston Astros. Now we go to some bad news. First off, Paul Sewald, closer, Arizona Diamondbacks. Not a closer right now. Sewald started the year on the IL with a grade 2 oblique strain. Not grade 1, folks. Grade 2. Not good at all in that scenario. Remember, Johan Duran is on the IL with an oblique strain. We were expecting about 2 months on that one. I'd say Sewald's probably 2 months minimum on this one. So keep an eye on more news in the coming days. I'll obviously report that to you here as I find out more about it, but not good at all. All signs would point to Kevin Ginkle as the closer in Arizona. Just remember last season when there was issues in the back end of the bullpen, Ginkle got some shots, McGuff got some shots, Mantiply got some shots. They wouldn't give Ginkle the full-time role. So I don't know if that changes this year. Maybe like, hey, Ginkle's earned it. He's going to get the full-time role. Or if they do this whole, you know, giving everybody a handful of saves situation. Ginkle's the arm I would look to target on the waiver wire, but just buyer beware in that scenario. More bad news. Garrett Mitchell of the Milwaukee Brewers is going to start the season with on the IL with a fracture in his left hand. Mitchell just can't avoid the injury bug at the end of spring training for the second straight year. This was a big bummer. Mitchell was having a great spring, leading off for the Brew Crew. A lot of high expectations for him starting off the season, especially for fantasy, late in drafts, beautiful scenario, all building up there. With Mitchell out, looks like Sal Frelick will get some more spots in the outfield. He was looking to play a lot of third base. He'll move back to the outfield. This also opens the door for Joey Ortiz to play some more third base along as well as maybe second base here and there. So Frelick's and Ortiz's fantasy values grow even more, in my opinion. Ortiz is a very good batting average asset with a little bit of pop. Frelick can do a little bit of everything, so both have some more fantasy viability with Mitchell on the shelf. No timetable has been said for Mitchell yet. I'd imagine it's at least 4 to 6 weeks when it comes to a fracture, but we'll have to wait and see. Brian Wu, he will start the season on the IL as he is dealing with elbow inflammation. Last year, towards the end of the season, Brian Wu was getting babied because of elbow soreness. Now he has elbow inflammation. He was trying to get loose in his last bullpen. He could not. They put an MRI. No structural damage, but he has the inflammation. So he has been shut down. This resembles what Eury Pérez is going through in my mind. I could be wrong, but similar elbow inflammation, shut down. Then you start to slowly ramp back up again to make, and just hopefully things keep going in the right direction. Eury Pérez is about a month or so, the timeline they said, give or take. I'd imagine Brian Wu's in a similar boat. That is not ideal. Emerson Hancock has already joined the Mariners to take Wu's spot in the rotation for now. Hancock is a highly touted prospect who struggled tremendously last year and in the spring has allowed 11 earned runs over 9 2/3 innings with striking out 8. Hancock is probably better left for streaming options on your waiver wire or just kind of wait and see with me. I wouldn't be rushing to go grab Emerson Hancock. Brian Wu, if you can stash him, I would stash him, but just know I'm imagining until we get a better timeline here, it's at least a month before you get Brian Wu back on your team. Last but not least, some Seattle news, some positive news to end this on. Matt Brash threw 25 pitches at around 85% on Monday. That's his first real good action on the mound since his injury. He's still a ways away, but he's moving towards rejoining the Mariners. Again, a reliever, less ramp-up type stuff potentially than a starter. So if Brash can keep making these positive steps, maybe we see him in, say, 3 weeks or so, maybe a month, a lot closer than we once thought. So positive news on the Matt Brash front. All right, that wraps up the news and notes from the day. Before we get to the hitting highlights, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. A couple of hitting highlights as we're starting to wrap up spring training, exhibition games going on here. Seiya Suzuki keeps crushing this spring. He went 2-for-2 with 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, and a walk on Monday as he is just, he's hitting over 400. He's got 6 home runs. He is just doing magical things out there. Looking for a big season from Suzuki, one of my guys I am all in on this year. Love seeing the spring. Let's hope this carries over into the regular season. Another guy I've been all in on, I'm the quote-unquote catching guru, as some like to say, for some reason, because I love catchers, because hashtag catchers matter. Well, Logan Ohapi is my number one catcher per price tag in the draft, and he went 1-for-2 with a home run, a run scored, 3 RBIs, and a walk on Monday. I expect a monster season from Logan Ohapi if he can stay healthy. So enjoy it while you can, folks. Last but not least, that previously mentioned Joey Ortiz, well, he went 2-for-3 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs on Monday, getting a little sample, a little taste of what Joey Ortiz can do with regular playing time. So, again, if you need some corner infield, he's going to probably get third base, second base eligibility. So that's going to be pretty big if you need that on your fantasy roster. All right, if you're looking for starting pitching highlights, as usual, make sure you check out the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock, as he'll get all your spring training news, notes, and more from the mound to get you covered and ready for the fantasy baseball season. Also, check out Nick's SP Roundup to get caught up as well. So the Plus Pitch Podcast, the SP Roundup, Nick has you covered on all things pitching to get ready for the 2024 season. And then I'll do it, folks. The First Pitch Podcast, another episode in the books. Make sure y'all head over to pitcherlist.com and check out PL Plus, PL Pro. You will not regret it. Gets you in the awesome Discord, gets you some other content that you can only get by being a member of PL Plus. You're also front of the line when new things come to PitcherList, which is always happening. Nick's got a million ideas. He's got great people working for him that can make those ideas come to life. And if you're a PL Plus member or PL Pro member, you can see these things firsthand and actually help sometimes in the development of this process. So go check out PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday on the diamond. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Tuesday, March 26th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList.
And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.